I guess I'll throw out the first question. I guess the obvious one. I mean, last time the Bills and Patriots played, Dick Duran was a head coach, and obviously you kind of stepped in there now as the interim coach. What challenges have you faced in accepting this role?
Oh, just getting a team ready each week to play football, and then just administratively, you know, communicating with trainers, you know, coaches, players, you know, doing the whole gamut of the communication process from a head coach perspective, as well as still calling the defense.
In terms of trying to put your stamp on this, I mean, I know that there was a lot of ambitious things that Coach Duran wanted to do in terms of the no-huddle offense. You know, then he went through some personnel change in the staff. Have you tried not to reinvent the wheel here and taking over and just trying to keep things, or have you made, you know, wholesale changes to the structure of the offense, defense, what have you?
No, not a lot of wholesale changes. You know, basically just getting our team prepared to play every week, you know, doing what we think we do best and getting our team to play every week.
How nervous were you, if at all, during that first day when the move was made and you had to go address the team now as the head coach instead of the coordinator?
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't know if I was nervous. I was excited more than being nervous. You know, I've coached for 25 years, and I've often wanted to be a head football coach. So I've tried to prepare myself for this, for the opportunity. The way the situation occurred was out of my control, but probably more excited than nervous.
I'm sure the biggest challenge, or maybe the biggest obstacle you were thinking about, was making sure that you took control of that locker room. Was that something that you were thinking about in your mind at all?
You know, I have a pretty good communication with all the players, and so the biggest thing was, you know, hey, were we all going to be on the same page? Were we all going to row in the same direction? And so that was one of the things that I addressed in our team meeting. But besides that, you know, I thought that if I just got the team ready to play that next week, which was the Jacksonville week, that everything would be okay.
Can you describe what Jarius Byrd does for you guys, what roles you put him in?
You know, I just think he's a young man that's continuing to mature as a football player. You know, we would like for him to continue to get more reps and see the field you know, through the eyes of a free safety, because he was a corner in college. But he's been an extremely productive ball hawk in our defense. And, you know, he's made his mark right now in the league by being able to attack the ball in the air and intercept the ball. And he has tremendous hands. So, you know, we like those things in him.
So when he's intercepting all those passes, how is he getting it done? Is he physically beating receivers? Is he mentally sort of beating the quarterback, or how is he getting them?
I think he just has that good sixth sense. You know, I think, you know, he's been in the right position at the right place at the right time, and you know, sometimes in this game it's good to have a little luck.
Perry, I know, you know, obviously, you know, and I think I read some stuff after the Kansas City game how this really was a dream come true for you, being in this position and everything else, and it's been a goal of yours for a long time. A little weird for you getting kind of having that dream come true in an unconventional way and really not having a whole lot of job security attached to it?
You know, whether you're whether you have a new contract coaching or you don't have a new contract coaching, we're kind of day-to-day, we're week-to-week, we're year-to-year, so job security, you know, we don't really think about. You know, we focus and we accept the opportunities that are presented to us. And so this opportunity was presented to me, and so with that, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm enjoying the experience. I'm enjoying the players, and I enjoy competing on Sundays.
Your quarterback obviously went to Harvard, and I'm sure there's been some talk about, you know, how rare that is. How nerdy is he?
No comment.
Perry, in what way, though, has he been a spark to this offense?
That was a pretty good question. I like that one.
Thank you. Perry, in what way has he been a spark to your offense, though?
You know, I've liked his leadership, his command. you know, I've liked his communication with not only the offensive line, but the running backs and the receivers, as well as the coaching staff. And so, you know, that's been good, and that's been something we can draw on.
Perry, in regards to your run defense, can you point to one area as to why it struggled at times this year?
You know, I think consistency with our personnel. You know, not just like everybody else, we've gone through a number of injuries on the defensive side of the football, and just having consistency in our people being there each and every week has been one of the problems.
Bill Belichick, I just had mentioned earlier today that he thought that it had been pretty good for the most part, but just giving up big plays has been a big issue. I know, like, Jamal Charles had a 77-yard run touchdown this year, last week or whatever it was. Do you see giving up big plays as a big problem?
It's always a big problem, be it in the air or on the ground. That is a big problem, and, you know, we work each week to try to eliminate that.
One thing that I don't know how much of a specific look you've gotten at the Patriots defense, but they did change some stuff up last week, went a lot simpler, went with, I think, fewer plays. Did you see a change from what they did last week to what they've done previous weeks?
Well, as I look at them, I'm always amazed each week at what they do, how they do, and how efficiently they do it. Scheme-wise and the little things that they do, I really can't comment on because, again, I'm looking at both sides of the ball, and I'm evaluating their talent. Mm-hmm. I'm evaluating, you know, how they play the game and how we can take advantage, if we have any advantages, of their defense. So, you know, that's an area that when Coach, you know, he puts in a different game plan, it seems like, every week, and he's a master at doing that.
What then do you look at as the strengths of their defense?
I thought their defensive ends are really good. I love Gerard Mayo. I think he's an exceptional football player. And I think their secondary, those guys, they run and they hit. I was very impressed with the safeties, the way they attack and hit and tackle. And, you know, the Patriots have a pretty good tackling team, in my opinion. And so those are the things that impressed me about that football team defensively.
Yeah, I know it was a long, long time ago, that first week. But can your guys draw some confidence off the fact that, really, aside from a couple of sort of strange plays at the end of the game, that really, I mean, they could have won that game?
You know, that seemed like it was many moons ago. You know, even though we played, at the beginning of the season, it seemed so long ago that I don't think so. We just moved from week to week, you know, and so we missed an opportunity to win a football game in that first week of the season, and, you know, now we're just focused on this week.
Have you checked out the weather forecast? I remember last year that game was about 8 mile-an-hour winds. Anything like that coming up for Sunday?
I briefly looked at it, but I'm not exactly sure because here in Buffalo the weather changes every day, and so we went outside for a little while today, and it was a little windy, but it was supposed to snow, and the sun's shining right now, so who knows what happens in Buffalo with the weather.
Wanted to ask your thoughts on Terrell Owens and how you feel he's been performing. I know a lot of people will get excited about any time Terrell and Randy Moss will be on the same field together.
Well, both guys are excellent receivers. They're some of the two of the top receivers in the league, and both are really great competitors. I think, you know, when given the opportunity, Terrell's performed well for us, and he's a guy that he loves to compete. He loves to win at his position. He likes to get it right, and he strives for excellence. And I'm sure Randy's the same way. And so when you have two high-profile receivers like that on the field, it makes an exciting day.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but quite a bit of discussion over the last few days about Randy and his performance against the Carolina Panthers. From what you saw in that game, specific to Randy, what did you see from his effort in that game?
I'm not going to comment on that. I think Randy Moss is one of the most prolific receivers in this league, and he can go whenever he wants to go. And, sometimes you have good games and sometimes you have bad games.
Perry, I know you obviously haven't coached, and I believe you coached defensive backs in the past. Do you think that Terrell and Randy have
in any ways their entrance into the league in the 90s changed what that position is, the receiver position?
Could you ask that again? I'm sorry.
Do you think that in any way Randy and Terrell's entrance into the league in the 90s and the way that they've been able to perform has changed the receiver position at all?
You know, there have been some really good receivers in the 90s as well as in this era. And so with the Chuck rule, I think that changed a lot of things. And, you know, the way the game is called and officiated now, I think that's changed some things for receivers, period. But guys like that who are tall, big, and fast, who can catch the short pass and go the distance or can beat you deep, that definitely changes the way the game is played.
Have you had any background with Coach Belichick? He was talking today, just going back to your history. I think he mentioned you in Jacksonville, and just curious if you've had cross paths with him at all.
We competed against Coach Belichick when I was in Jacksonville. I was there for 5 years with Tom Coughlin. I had the opportunity to meet Coach Belichick when I was at Vanderbilt University, and he was on a scouting trip, and had the pleasure of clinicking and talking with him about defensive back play. You know, I've always admired him, you know, studied some of the things he's done throughout his career. We've never worked together or coached together, but, you know, I've, you know, in your coaching career, you know, you look at people and you like some of the things that they do and you try to emulate those things.
You were at Vandy from, I think, 95 to 97. Do you remember what he was out there scouting? Was it a specific player? Was it just sort of part of the standard pre-draft process or anything like that?
If I'm not mistaken, he was he came by to look at a player we had named Corey Chavis at the time. And, you know, of course he was looking at some other players also, but I think specifically Corey Chavis.
Got it. And you mentioned just talking to him about different concepts. Did anything stand out to you from just the time that you spent together?
Oh, definitely. I mean, things that he said to me, I still apply to today.
Anything specific?
I won't get into the specifics.
Not this week? All right. That's great, Perry.
Thanks, Perry.
Thank you so much. All right. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye.